Think they did a better job on you though? Their
secondary? Not really. I mean, there were definitely voids and times where I was open, and it's just different circumstances where Eli was sacked or Eli was moving the other way or things of that nature. So I don't think it was necessarily them doing a better job. I felt like there were still voids and still places where I was open.
There was a lot of confident talk from you guys during the week, start up with JPP and the euphoria of the victory on Sunday last week. And was that a little out of character for you guys, do you think? Do you think you were getting a little too...
I don't think so. I think we're a confident bunch. We believe in our talent. We just like to voice that whenever we feel it's true.
What did Skandrick try and do against you? I mean, in specific, he spent a lot of time, it seemed like, one-on-one, not one-on-one, but at least standing across from you.
Not a lot. I mean, he just likes to grab and hold, and that's the majority of the things that he does, play in and play out, is to grab and hold and try to disrupt as much as possible. That was about it. I was just trying to be as physical back with him and as much as possible and get myself open.
You think he got away with some stuff today?
No. I mean, there was different circumstances, different things. I mean, he always holds on every play, so it's always borderline whether it's a pass interference or a holding or whatever. But I just don't think about that. I just understand that he's going to do that and just play through.
More so than other guys?
Absolutely. Absolutely. You just got to understand what you're coming into, understand what type of player he is. Watch him on film. He does, he grabs and holds on everyone. You just got to be able to battle through it and get yourself open.
Coach Coughlin said in the interview room that he felt it was unbelievable that he scored on the fumble play. I guess you're saying that, the progress should have been stopped. How did you see it?
I don't know. It's tough for me. I was just out there making a play. Things happen. When you're in the moment, you don't really know what should be called or what happened. So that was that. I mean, it's tough for me to call.
It's a big letdown feeling, only because those four games and you'd won them, and it felt like you were making up for what had started off so badly. Does it feel very deflating today?
A little bit. I mean, you want to win. You want to win every game you're in. You want to win the big games, and especially the ones in your hometown. And it's games that you want to pull through, and unfortunately we didn't get it done. So obviously it's going to be a little deflating.
And then I know we've put it always in context of the 0-6 start, but really that was always going to make it really hard for you guys to kind of bounce back from that, right?
I mean, yeah. Anytime you're in the 0-6 hole, I mean, for any team, it's going to be difficult to bounce back from. But I feel like if there's any team that can do it, it would be us. And today was kind of the first step in attempting to do so. And we just had a little setback. So we just got to refocus, focus on the next game ahead, and focus on continuing to win ball games.